What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature, whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes. Nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Back here on Sports Talk on the Big 870 WWL, Mike Dettay along with Charlie Long, and on our Oakland Heart Jewelers talk and text line from thebirdrights.com, David Grubb, who covers the NBA, the Pelicans, Summer League. Dave, thanks so much for joining me this afternoon.
Always a pleasure, guys. Thanks for having me.
Dave, I got told this years ago by Richie Pettibone, man, longtime assistant coach. He coached 1 year as a head coach with the then Washington Redskins. He's like, Mike, I'm going to tell you something about preseason. Every once in a while you see an individual player stand out, but 99% of this is a mirage. Good and bad. And we've kind of seen that with the Pels. At times it looks really good. And we saw it last night with Fears, where he's frenetic at times, up and down the court. But then when he's on, he's really good. We've seen the same thing with Derek Queen. Man, he starts off a game, he's absolutely awful. And then he gets hot, and he really looks good as a player. That's part of the summer league. You get an opportunity to play. It's the preseason for NBA basketball. So from what you've seen from the Pelicans in the summer league, your evaluations on how, especially those first two picks, because that's where, if you're going to get contributions early, it's going to be from those two guys.
Well, I think what we learned in summer league so far, and they still have one game to play, but I think in these first four games, you've seen the talent for both Fears and Queen. They are undoubtedly both talented young players, but heavy emphasis on the word young. I mean, Fears is an 18-year-old point guard, and we've not seen that player come in outside of maybe a Derrick Rose, who was 19 when he came into the league. But we don't usually see young point guards with that kind of tremendous impact in the first year. You see all the good things with Fears, the quickness, the athleticism, the ability to score when he's going downhill. But he also struggled to make shots, only made, I believe, 3 3-pointers the entire time that in summer league so far. And a lot of turnovers, I think 20 turnovers in 4 games for him. So he's got to bring those down. And for Queen, it's you can see the scoring ability, but defensively he feels lost. So I think when you look at this group, the things that you already knew that these guys were talented, you saw. But you also saw how inconsistent young players are. And when you look at the Pelicans over the past 5 years or so, the rookies who have come in and made a contribution have been the older ones, the Herb Jones, Jose Alvarado, Najee Marshall, Trey Murphy. All those guys played at least 3 years of college basketball when they came in. The rest of these kids who have been 1 or 2 year players in college, it's been more of a struggle. So I think if you're a Pelicans fan, don't expect either one of those young guys to be significant contributors early. But if you're the Pelicans, you've got to find a way for them to contribute early so that they can be major players when you're making your playoff push, hopefully, in the second half of the season.
Your evaluation of Trey Alexander, he's He's not a young player. He's, you know, he's had some work in a couple of different leagues. But your thoughts on him? He lit it up pretty well last night. I think he scored 25 points for the Pelicans. But your thoughts, and does he legitimately have a chance to make this roster?
Yeah, I think when you can score, you always got a chance. And I think that what helped him in particular last night is you didn't see PV, you didn't see Queen, and you didn't see Nisi. So the driving lanes were a little more open for him. He knocked down 5 3-pointers in the game, which was huge. He showed that he could make his shots. He showed that he could score. He has good size as a guard. And that's certainly why the Pelicans brought him in. They need instant offense off the bench. And when you look at the struggles that Jordan Hawkins has had in trying to be that guy the last 2 years, you bring in some competition. So I think that as we get to closer to training camp, that's a young man who's going to put pressure on the Pelicans to whether or not they want to use him as one of their regular contracts rather than just a two-way. Because as you said, he's played in the NBA, didn't get a lot of time, but he was the leading scorer in the G League last year. And he's got all those things. He can handle the basketball. He can shoot it from distance. And he's got some physicality to him as well. If you can put the ball in the bucket, there's always room for you.
You know, David, I thought it was interesting listening to Jeremiah Fears talk last night post-game, and he said that he kind of caught up to the pace of the new kind of summer league basketball in the second half of their second game, and that kind of showed, right? Because the third game that they played felt like the best game that Derek Queen played by far, but it also felt like the best game that Jeremiah Fears had played, and then last night happens where he goes for 22 points, 6 rebounds, and 6 assists, and maybe he's kind of getting up the pace. I know that Corey Brewer talked about, like, this whole thing is going to be great for him to be able to take the tape from the summer league and be able to look at it throughout the rest of the summer, entering kind of the preseason and then the regular season, and be able to figure out what he needs to really improve on and hunker down with. But it just feels like the steady improvement we've seen so far from Jeremiah Fears has been there. And for an 18-year-old point guard, that's obviously very promising.
Yeah, I think what you always look for in young players is, do they learn from their mistakes and do they apply what they've learned by the next game? I mean, it's funny how when we talk about sports, it's two things. Number one, you adjust to the speed, and this is on all levels. When we talk about football players or baseball players, you adjust to the speed, but then as you get experience, the game slows down at the same time. And I think that's where you're waiting for those things to come together for these young players, is when they know when to change their own speed and when they can adjust the speed to the defense or the offense that they're seeing. So I think Jeremiah Fears did a good job of applying lessons from game to game. There are clearly holes that you'd expect from a kid who's only a year out of high school and who, you know, jumped up a year at that. So skipped a year of school essentially by classing up. He's got a lot to learn. But the building blocks are there. And I think you heard it in particular. If you're going to get advice about a Chicago point guard, Isaiah Thomas had nothing but good things to say about Jeremiah Fears. And I think if you're going to get the kiss of approval, the stamp of approval in your Chicago point guard, that's the guy to get it from.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Epic views, waterfall mists, summit sunsets. It's all better outside. And with All Trails, you can discover the best of nature with over 450,000 trails around the world. Download the free app today and find your next adventure.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at bragworthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Dave, you wrote something and said it on YouTube. And, man, you sang the song that I listened to. And you said, it feels like Joe Dumars has put everything on the back and shoulders of Zion Williamson and Trey Murphy. And I can say to that, amen. That is exactly what has happened to this basketball team. You can talk about team sport and all that, and that is part of it. But, man, they are going to win or lose based off of what happens with Zion and Trey.
Absolutely. I mean, you see what Joe Dumars has said in his statements, and you saw how closely he was sitting next to Zion Williamson throughout these games and talking to him. It's clear. And he says, he told him, look, you're 25. You've got to start taking on some of these responsibilities. And I think that superstardom is more than just about your talent. It's more than just about how you play the game of basketball and the numbers you put up. Can you lead your team? And the best player, whether it's by example or by voice, you have to be able to lead your team. And Zion has not had that responsibility yet. 6 years in, he's never been given the responsibility of leadership. Part of that's due to absence, but part of that's because he didn't take it. But Joe Dumars is saying it's yours now, whether you like it or not, it's yours. And we will sink or swim based on what you do with this. And that's absolutely true. Now, that's a bet that Joe Dumars is making, but I think ultimately, as long as he's on the roster, that's the bet you have to make. He's got to prove you wrong. And I think that's where Joe Dumars is putting his money in, is that if it doesn't work, it's going to be because Zion Williamson didn't work, not because I didn't put the pieces together around him.
Real quick question for you, Dave. Do you think the Tulane Greenway football team this year under John Sumrall, they get to 10 wins?
Yes, I do.
Okay. I agree with you. I got to see what they got at quarterback.
We're big fans of Coach Sumrall over
yeah,
here.
I got to see what happens at quarterback. But they look like they are set up that this team can get to double-digit wins.
I mean, you've talked to Maddie Hudak enough, who is the queen of understanding Tulane football.
Yes.
Absolutely. And when she's excited, I get excited. You know, like when she tells me the team's going to be good, I know I trust her. But absolutely, John Sumrall, the thing that I believe in him is because there's certain coaches that whatever they do, it translates. Wherever you go, you have a system that translates. And I think John Sumrall, the great thing about him is that he understands who his players are, and he puts them in the best position to win. He's not trying to make them fit his system. He adapts to what he has. So, you know, he's still got a great running back in that backfield. But as you said, it's going to come down to that quarterback play. But he's shown that he can build a defense. He's shown they can play mistake-free football by and large. And I think that they're still in a position in that conference to challenge for a playoff spot.
No question about it. Dave, thanks so much for joining us this afternoon. Always great stuff for you. And hopefully this summer league ends pretty quick and we get to watch some of the real stuff real soon.
Yes, sir. Thank y'all so much.
All right. David Graham from AsTheBirdWrites.com.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 40% off site-wide, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.